The present continuous tense in Turkish is equivalent to the same tense in English. It represents an action which started and is in progress, such as, I am going to school. As we have previously seen, the personal pronouns and pronoun suffixes in Turkish are. For I, the pronoun is ben, and pronoun suffix is um. For you, the pronoun is sen, and the pronoun suffix is sun. For he, she, or it, the pronoun is o, and there is no pronoun suffix. For we, the pronoun is biz, and the pronoun suffix is uz. For you, the pronoun is siz, and the pronoun suffix is sunuz. And for they, the pronoun is onlar, and the pronoun suffix is lar. An example conjugation. Let's take the verb okumak. In Turkish, the infinite form of a verb ends in mek or mak. So in order to find the verb root, we remove the suffix. So the root of the verb okumak is oku. If the verb root ends in a consonant, we use it as it is. But if the last letter, like in this case, is a vowel, we drop it. So for our example, we end up with a trimmed root ok. Now, depending on the vowel in the last syllable, we use one of the suffixes from the table below. Because okumak had u in the last syllable, we're going to use the third column. Let's make our first example. Okumak, to read. The verb root is ok. So the conjugation becomes ben okuyorum, sen okuyorsun, o okuyor, biz okuyoruz, siz okuyorsunuz, onlar okuyorlar. Another verb, gelmek, means to come. And the root is gel, and it ends in a consonant. And because the last vowel is e, we are using the second column from the table. Ben geliyorum, sen geliyorsun, o geliyor, biz geliyoruz, siz geliyorsunuz, onlar geliyorlar.